A few years ago, probably 15 or 20 years ago, when I was still working for the corporation I was working for, we had these big high lift trucks that we used on airports. And somebody stole one of our big 20-foot trucks. We lost it somewhere. It got stolen off one of the yards. And you know, when you got hundreds of trucks, you know how hard it is to keep up with everything? Well, as we done an inventory one time, we noticed this brand new truck was gone. Now, we didn't even know how long it'd been gone. So we put out a notice all over the country to the police department and everything for this red and stainless steel box high lift catering truck. Well, the police department from Nashville, Tennessee called us and said, we found a truck that meets the criteria of what you're talking about on a vacant lot here in Nashville. So I take a toolbox full of tools and jump in my car and I drive to Nashville, Tennessee. I find this lot. When I pull up there, there's our big truck. Praise the Lord. There it is. I've found it now. So I look, and of course, a few parts are missing on it. Number one thing that was missing was the ignition switch, the ignition key. The key was not there. Well, I thought, that's no problem. I'll just run down to the Ford house and tell them, I'll take the VIN number, and I'll tell them to cut me a key for that cylinder according to the VIN number. They can do that now. So I ran down there and I said, you know, I got this truck. This is a VIN number. I need a key. The guy went in and looked. He says, that's 1 year older than what we keep the records. I said, well, gee, I only have one alternative then, and that's to replace the whole ignition switch. I said, do you have one? He went back and looked and he said, I have one. One ignition switch with two keys. I said, okay, praise the Lord. Now then, if you've never changed an ignition switch out with just a little handful of toolbox full of tools out one of these big trucks, you got a problem. So being the man of faith that I am, I walked up to that lot. I got out of my car. I took that key out of that ignition cylinder, which he only had one in stock, of which there are hundreds of different keys for Ford trucks. I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, you told me I could ask for anything. Is that what he said? Yeah. I said, now, Lord, this key is going to fit that ignition. And I reached over and opened the driver's, I mean, not the driver, but the passenger side door, and reached across and stuck that key in there and turned it, and it worked perfect. Now, what did the Lord say you could ask for?
Anything.
Now, you know what most of us do? Between the time we say this is going to work, there's a little voice that says, but what if it don't work this time? You're going to look like a fool. Guess who that is? The enemy. The enemy's trying to get you to doubt. And so on the way up there, you're doubting. Well, maybe it could be. Maybe it is. I hope it is. And it ain't going to work. You know that? You got to believe with no doubt in your heart. I mean, when I got out of that car, I never voiced anything until I got out, took that key out. And I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, you said I could ask anything. And I run to that truck. I opened the door and I said, this is going to work in the name of Jesus. And I've turned it and it worked. Praise God. Let me tell you. Now, what did he say we could ask for?
Anything.
Isn't God awesome? Just that, you know, you tell some people that and they say, you were just lucky. Okay, if I was lucky, it sure was luck. It really, what do you think the chances of going to a Ford house and buying a new ignition switch with a new key and it fitting the one that you don't have a key for when there's hundreds of ignition switches? What do you think the chances are of you getting one that will work? I ain't never had that happen to me before. That's the only time it ever worked. But it says, by faith, we understand that the entire universe was formed at God's command, that what we now see did not come from anything that can be seen. Now, if I could have had this kind of faith, I could have just taken the one out of my car and put it in there and said, it's going to work in Jesus' name. But at least I went down to the Ford house and got the right year model. So, but our faith is kind of limited. Verse 4 says, it was by faith that Abel brought a more acceptable offering to God than Cain did. God accepted Abel's offering to show that he was a righteous man. And although Abel is long dead, he still speaks to us because of his faith. Do you want to speak to people even after you're gone? This is the way your children, your aunts and uncles and all should remember you. Oh, that's the woman of greatest faith, or that's a man of greatest faith I ever knew. Is that the way we want to be remembered? Sure. Wow, they were always doing something awesome with God, and He was honoring His word and their requests. Verse 5 and 6. It was by faith that Enoch was taken up to heaven without dying. Woo! He got to go to heaven without dying. So by faith, I'm going to be raptured out of here. I ain't going to die either. I'm going to be walking one day somewhere doing something, out preaching the word or whatever, and all of a sudden I'm going to hear this trumpet, and I'm going to turn and look, and there's going to be Jesus. And I'm going to be caught up to be with the Lord in the air, and we shall forever be with the Lord. Just like Enoch was. He was taken up to heaven without dying. Suddenly he disappeared because God took him. He translated him, but before he was taken up, he was approved as pleasing to God. God ain't going to take you like that if you don't please Him. You know, if you please someone, is it easier to get somebody to do something nice for you if you've done everything to please them? Yes. Yeah. If you've done things that pleases people, it's real easy to get people to do something for you. If you're the meanest little devil there is on the block, you know, how easy is it to get somebody to do something for you? Hey, people don't want to do nothing for you. Verse 6 says, so you see, it is impossible to please God without faith. Okay, if we don't have faith, what are we going to get from God? If you can't please Him, if you don't come to Him in faith on half His word, you ain't going to get nothing from Him. Nothing, absolutely nothing. He's just not going to do it. So you see, it is impossible to please God without faith. Anyone who wants to come to Him must believe that there is a God and that He rewards those who sincerely or diligently seek Him. Now see, that's the big secret. Sincerely, diligently seeking the King. You say, well, I heard about this healing ministry, and I've been reading the Bible now for a month, and I'm not healed yet. I say, well, praise God. You don't have no faith yet. But Thurman, I've been listening to your tapes for a month. Or some people say, I've been listening for 2 weeks. I ought to be healed. I said, it didn't work that way for me. How long did you have to study? I said, oh, I read the Bible over and over and over for about 10 years before God spoke to me the first time. 10 years? I got to stay in this thing for 10 years. I said, I guarantee if you say it, it'll work for you just like it did me, right? He is no respecter of persons. You know, somebody said, well, I don't want to do it like that. I want to come down and I want to read a couple of scriptures and get prayed over, and then I want to go play. I got news to you. That's why you're sick now, because you've been out there playing and not been reading God's word. You're not diligently seeking Him. You're allowing this thing we call the beast. You know what I'm talking about? The flesh. The flesh. I was just listening to a man. He's a little overweight. Not a lot, but he's a little overweight. He said a good buddy of mine wanted, a preacher friend, wanted me to go down to some steakhouse with him and have a big sirloin steak. So he said, I said, praise God, let's go down there. I love a good sirloin steak. So he said, we went down there and we pigged out on a big sirloin steak and potatoes and all the good stuff. He said, when I got out of there, I couldn't hardly walk. I was so full. Any of y'all ever been like that? He said, we're driving down the road. My buddy says, you know, there's a, what do they call that, the Dairy Queen or Dairy Delight, those donuts, what are they? What, Krispy Kreme. There is a Krispy Kreme donut place. We got to stop in there and get us some of those. He said, I thought, how are we going to eat those? I'm already so full, I can't stand it. He said, we pulled in there, my friend ordered 2 dozen. Two dozen. And he said, before we got to the church, me and him had already consumed a dozen of them. Whoa. Now then, what was in control? He was preaching on it. He said, I'm going to tell you what was in control of me that day. It was my flesh. It wasn't my spirit, that's for sure. It was my flesh. And does the flesh do a good job on all of us? Yeah. Now that beast, you have to, do you know you have to beat it? You have to beat your flesh to make it come in obedience to you. Because, you know, I mean, just think, you can sit down and have a big, nice meal, and you say, whew, I'm so full of uncomfortable. Yeah. And somebody says, oh, I forgot to tell you, we have hot apple pie with two dips of strawberry ice cream on top of it. Okay, I'll have just a little. And then when you get through, you say, I can't believe I ate the whole thing. Is that the flesh?
Yeah.
Yes. The flesh will do it to you every time. And then if you're not careful and you let that flesh continue like that, first thing you know, you're 5 pounds overweight. Then you're 10 pounds overweight. Then you're 100 pounds overweight. And then, of course, you go from there. And then you get to where you can't walk. And then you come to me, I need my knees fixed, Thurman. I have a problem with my knees, and you only weigh 200 pounds more than you're supposed to. Well, I'll tell you what, you need to kill the flesh is what you need to do. And you need to get back in the spirit, and you need to lose some weight is what you need to do, because your body wasn't designed to carry 300 pounds. Now, Cheryl and I was watching a little video or a movie or whatever, news, whatever it was. We happened to turn on the TV the other night, and there was a lady on there. Her goal was, and she was already this big, her goal was to weigh 1,000 pounds.
Whoa.
Yeah. I just couldn't believe that. I mean, here she is in bed, can't get up already. And she had two daughters that were fairly nice looking daughters. They were not grossly overweight by no means themselves, maybe a little bit overweight. But I thought to myself, girls, if that was my mother, she would never get to be 1,000 pounds. Because if she can't get up and go to the refrigerator to eat, if she expects me to bring it to her, you can be assured she's only going to get a piece of dried toast and a glass of milk or water, but she ain't going to get enough in her to, I ain't going to bring her 2 dozen eggs for breakfast. I ain't going to bring her all this stuff. She's not going to, I'm not going to kill my mother. And that's what those two girls are doing to their mother. Whenever somebody is that much overweight, if you have a problem, there's nothing medical science can do for you.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, His Divine Power Gives Us Everything We Need, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.